The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Warriors, good morning and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. Remember, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. I'm lowering my voice a little bit. I'm starting to lose my voice. I'm going through this process. My voice is my tool. These two YouTube videos a day, one podcast a day, multiple social media posts a day. My voice is getting very, very strained. So I'm continuing to learn to practice. So don't mistake my lower voice for lack of energy. You guys know I'm all about that energy. So you landed on the top podcast in the world. That what you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. Today, I want to talk about an emotional intelligence strategy called the OK strategy. Now, we have to really look at the brain and how it works, right? The brain is coming up with scenarios all the time. It's always coming up with scenarios. And it seems that the brain works in a fight or flee mode, right? It's always in protection. It's always trying to protect you. It's always trying to defend you. It's always trying to come up with worst case scenarios. And it's a very difficult place to be because what we're trying to do is work towards abundance and freedom, right? And freedom is not scarcity. Freedom is not fight or flee. Freedom is not survival. Freedom is understanding you have everything you need all the time, every time, right now, okay? I want to explain it to you. You have everything you need already, warriors. You truly, truly do. If you starve to death, that would be your fault. The thing really rationalizes. If you had no water or no food, you don't think if you went and knocked on your neighbor's door, a couple neighbors, at some point, somebody would feed you. It's a scarcity mindset. There's orange trees all over Arizona. You could just go pick a fucking orange and hydrate yourself, right? You could go find a hose. You can drink from a hose. You go to Starbucks and get some water. It's a paradigm and a scarcity mindset that's being created inside of humans. Okay. Now, what happens is in relationships, business partnerships, there's always this weird play back and forth in regards to a mental battle because of things that are being created within our mind that aren't actually true. We create a scenario within our head that creates insecurity within our body, and it creates a narrative that it actually pulls us towards that. So your subconscious mind has no idea what's real or fake. It has zero idea what is real or fake. Let me repeat that. It has zero idea what is real or fake. Your subconscious mind is coming up with solutions for the thoughts that you're having. That's all it does. So if you say, I'm so happy and grateful for the money that comes to me in increasing quantities from multiple sources on a continuous basis, your subconscious mind is coming up with solutions and patterns and things and resources to get you there. But it's not going to be just a snap your fingers overnight thing where all of a sudden you're going to have wealth and passive income. It takes time. Think about that. When a seed is planted, do you think an apple tree just all of a sudden bears fruit? No, it takes 10 years for one apple seed to bear fruit. 10 fucking years. The seed is planted. It has to grow roots. It has to make sure the roots are solid. It has to violently break through the ground. Once it breaks through the ground, it has to grow the trunk, and then it has to get the bark for protection. Then it has to grow the branches. Then it has to grow the leaves. I don't know what the leaves are, maybe for protection, right? And then once it bears one apple, though, it bears a multitude of apples. So warriors, your brain is very, very, very important. I want to talk about the OK strategy. So it's something a lot of people have started to use, just saying OK. Because a lot of times an argument is just two people battling their ego. And you have to ask yourself this question, and I'm speaking to myself. When something happens or someone's trying to trigger you or someone's trying to take something away from you in the, within the physical world, what is happening within that moment. The person is responding based on an emotion and a perception within their mind, right? Now, that perception is created based on the limited resources they have. They can create their own story and narrative. And so they come up with a scenario within their mind and they attack you based on that scenario. Now, you know it's a completely different reality. That's what makes it very difficult, because you know the truth within your mind. But here's the thing, where you can't convince them of another truth. It's impossible. You cannot convince another human being of their truth. You can't. You can't convince another human being of their truth. So sometimes it's better just to say, okay. Because what it is an argument between two truths. And if the person has created a narrative within their head without the proper facts, figures, numbers, logic, and it turns into an argument, there will be no success. Because once the argument starts, all it is you proving your mind to the other person's mind based on your subconscious mind programming. Now, if there was able to be a deep breath taken and step away for a moment and come back and rationally talk with the other person listening and actually responding to check for understanding, that would be a healthy conversation, right? Now, the okay strategy comes into play when you're in a relationship, a business partnership, maybe somebody's being narcissistic behaviors towards you, and you just say, okay. I've done this in everybody in my life. People, and mostly let's talk about where it really represents in my life in social media, right? I have a lot of haters that come after me and I say, okay. Okay, because what is the reasoning to argue with a hater? To prove what? They've come up with a solution in their mind that I'm a shitbag. So how am I going to convince this human being anything differently? Am I going to waste my precious energy arguing with the person to prove that I'm not a shitbag when they've already made it up in their mind? Or am I going to take that positive energy and put it into something effective, abundant, that will grow my life? So you have a choice right now, warriors. You have a choice to create emotional intelligence. To create that emotional intelligence, to make sure that you can focus on helping one person at a time through your calmness, through your demeanor, through your emotional intelligence. And if you're in the crypto space, this is powerful, powerful way. When the market's plummeting, okay, buy the dip. When it's going up, okay, make a little bit of money. There's no, oh my God, I'm losing the, oh my God. And if you're, if that's how you're going to be, you're going to get wrecked. If you're constantly going to be pulled into these emotional waves with conversations and things like that, you're going to get wrecked, warriors. The key to this is understand emotional intelligence. You are powerful beyond measure. We're going to continue to go deep down thoughts and mindset this week, and we're going to continue to unravel this mystery of life. I mean, the mystery of life. What is this? Who are you? And we're going to continue to get deep, warriors. I love you very much, but damn well, don't let me love you more than you love yourself. Warriors! Rise, get your shit together. Let's go.